If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I know that we got BK coming up here in just a bit. I know that. Rob, I need you to explain to me why storming the court is such a bad thing. Because I know text line 913-586-7965. We don't storm the court. We're Kansas basketball. We are against storming the court. You're telling me that if your basketball team is down 15 with 5 minutes to go at the crib, your basketball team was down 11 with 3 minutes to go in the game, you're down double digits with a minute left in the game, your star player who just went over to the head coach and said, "Hey, take me out." Again, he does this every game. Your star player walked over to the head coach and said, "Hey, coach, I'm done for the day. I'm good. I'm all right. I'm hurt." That guy comes back into the game because it's so little time left. Like, all right, hey, you know what? I got you. He then comes in. There's not a single player on that court that I would have trusted to make those three free throws more than the guy that took the free throws. Rob, you were there. They weren't even, like, questionable. He didn't even get one to rattle. I mean, swish, swish, swish. It was impressive. Then, I have no clue what happened. Texas Tech makes maybe the worst pass, or TCU makes the worst pass I have ever seen. And now Kansas, they get a chance to win the basketball game in regulation. They draw up the perfect play to get Darren Peterson open. If Darren Peterson had made that shot, you can run on the floor. I don't care what any KU fan tells you. Carrington is telling you, you have permission to run on the floor and celebrate it. Because the people that would have been most mad that you ran on the floor, they didn't go to the game when they had the chance. We came on this show and told you tickets were $10 yesterday. You had a chance to go to the game. You didn't go. I was also at the game. Half of you left the game early. Rob, tell me I'm lying. Half the people at the game left early. So now we're going to be mad at the kids that ran on the floor? We're Kansas. We don't storm the court. Run on the floor.
Is it just my rule?
Part of me wanted him to make it to see if the kids would have ran on the floor.
The kids would have run on the floor. They would have done that. My rule of thumb is you don't storm the court, rush the field if you're favored. That's just the rule I adhere to. Now, you know what happens in Lawrence and in Durham and in Chapel Hill? You're favored. You're the favorite more times than not at home. You're supposed to win. You're the better team. The same way in Columbus for football and in Tuscaloosa for football, You don't see Alabama winning a big game against Georgia and their fans rush the field. That's not a thing. If you go with the expectation of winning, you shouldn't be rushing the court slash field. It's why you see it a lot in Kansas football. No one expects them ever to win a game. So get on the field all the time. In basketball, hold yourself to a higher standard. So if Darren Peterson would have made that shot, A, I don't care about Travis Kelce's podcast. We would have led with that today.
100%. We absolutely would have led if he had made that shot.
And two, those kids wouldn't have been on the floor because they know better. They're Kansas students.
Man, run on the floor, bro. Call BK, but run on the floor. All of the programs that feel like they're too uppity to run on the floor, those are the ones we don't like. It's supposed to be fun, right? It's college basketball. Let the college kids run on the floor for probably the most exciting regular season win that they're going to have. Kansas was down 15. Kansas was getting smoked in their building yesterday. I was there. I witnessed it. They were getting smoked. And those kids, the kids didn't leave early yesterday. No, they stayed and created a home field environment. It was the adults. It was the people telling you that you can't storm the court that was hating last night. Let those kids run on the floor. Kansas fans, you know what? Kansas fans would be happier people if they just let them people run on the floor. But no, you're too busy playing fan police. We're Kansas basketball. How dare we? No, run on the floor. I wanted him to make it to see what they were going to do. Because I saw the social media. I saw KU fans wondering the last time KU went to the NIT. Y'all was ready to give up on Kansas basketball last night. Y'all was on the brink of giving up on Kansas basketball. Now y'all too good to run on the floor. Shameful work.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.